Just one quick halakha. The question was asked, is there an obligation when one is stationary, meaning either standing or sitting, does he have to have a covering on his head? We know that a person should preferably always be wearing a kippah. So we know when he's walking, let's say. But the question is, when he's just sitting and not moving, is there an obligation? So the Magen Abraham, in Ora Chaim Siman Resh Pebet Seif Katan Ched, wants to bring a proof from a Gemara Yoma. The Gemara there says that when the Kohanim used to stand in a circle in order to be chosen for the different services in the Beit HaMikdash, it was called the pious, the lottery. So the Kohen would start with one Kohen, and then would go do the lottery to the other Kohanim. So the Gemara says, which Kohen would he start the count with? So the Gemara says he would take the mitznefet, the hat, off the one of the Kohanim arbitrarily, and with that Kohen that he took the hat off, that's what he would start with. So you see that the Kohen is standing without a hat on. Now, obviously, that had to be permissible. So again, I want to say, since he was in a stationary position, obviously it must be mutar. That's the opinion, as well as the Bet Meir in Siman Bet, and that's also brought down by the Leket Yosher Chelek Aleph on page 31. But it should be pointed out that the Pri Megadim argues on this opinion, that's the Eshel Avraham Siman Bet Sif Katan Vav, as well as the Stechemet in Klal Ayin Aleph. They argue and say like this, yes, they took the Misnefet off the Kohen, but who said he wasn't wearing a hat underneath? The Misnefet is a big hat. It's possible that he had a small hat underneath. So therefore they want to say no proof. But our question really is, let's say you have an argument outside, let's say in the street, where a person is stationary or standing. But our question is, let's say in the synagogue. Is a person allowed to sit in the synagogue, not moving, without a hat on? So the Hiddush is like this. Even the opinions that were lenient and said that you could stand without a kippah on and stay stationary, that's only when it's not in a holy place. However, they agree if it's in a Bet Knesset, even being stationary, you have to have your head covered. What's the proof? Because they bring the proof. The Gemara says that they did not do this lottery in the Azara. They did not do this lottery of the Kohanim in the area of holiness in the Beit HaMikdash. Why? So the Hakamim say, because it wouldn't be proper for the Kohen to stand without a hat on. Now those opinions said that there was nothing under his hat. And therefore you see that in the Azara it's more holy. And even standing without a kippah, stationary in the Azara is Asur. So therefore in the Beit Knesset as well, it would be Asur. So Halakha l'maaseh, in a Beit Knesset, one should always have a kippah on his head, whether he's walking or even if he's sitting. I only say this because sometimes when a person's putting on his Tefillin Shel Rosh, so you know, he takes off the Tefillin Shel Rosh, and you know, he's lackadaisical to put his yarmulke on back right away. According to this, immediately once he's able to put his kippah back on, he should put it on, even if he's not moving, because Beit Knesset has a special sanctity, and therefore one must be cognizant of